How many of you are happy this morning? I'm so happy and excited because I'm in the presence of God. I come from South India, which is where the disciple Thomas visited to preach the gospel in the first century. I come from a city called Madurai, where you have pastor visited. And I was here, I'm just thinking that some of you should spend some money and come over and spend at least 2 weeks to preach. And you have a very good choir. If you come there with all the music instruments, with your talents, I can organize many meetings for you to sing and glorify the Lord. And I can give you accommodation in my house. You don't need to spend in the hotel. You know, so just plan about it. I come from third world country. I don't have money to travel around. I spend all my money for the missions, what I do. But still, when there is a need to travel, God provides. Yes. Amen. Amen. So when the Bible says in Acts 1:8 that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will be witness in Jerusalem. Are you staying witness in Jerusalem? If people get saved through you? Yeah. Then the next move is go to Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the earth. Yes. So how many of you are baptized with the Holy Spirit? If you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, oh, that's good. Then you are ready to go. Amen. The people don't understand. They just stay in the four wall buildings, or they have a little territory where they want to spend their whole life. But for people who are anointed with the Holy Ghost, there is a call of God to go and be a witness and to the uttermost part of the earth. Do you understand it?
Yes.
Some people never understand that. That's why they stay in Shelton forever. They don't go even to Aberdeen. They don't even go to Olympia to share, be a witness. No? Okay. So, oh, you want to go for shopping? Okay. So, I have 1 hour, I believe. Am I 30? Oh, it's already 11:30. Okay. I don't have a big message. I have just a little piece of paper here. This is my notes for. This is my notes for today. Amen. I'm going to tell you what we can do by your donations in India. You know, if you give $3, I can buy a Bible for a new, for orphanage, for the baby and child in the orphanage or a newborn Christian. You know, it's difficult for people to afford $3 to buy a Bible. You know, 60% of the people live under poverty line. They have no money to spend anything. You know, hardly have two sets of clothes they could buy a year. Also, they borrow it. You know, and a lot of people commit suicide because they borrowed, they are not able to pay back, and the interest rate is very high, and they have no way to escape, so they commit suicide, leaving the children orphan and semi-orphan. You know, father dies, the mother cannot get a job. In India, in my lifetime, I have seen only 3 or 4 people married after they lost their husband. You know, all the widows stay single, and it's very difficult even for the girls to get married. We have to pay a lot of dowry. That's why they throw the children in the garbage bin. Most of the children you see in their video, and Rachel was left in the hospital. The mother died. No clue about the father. So the doctor brought the child to her orphanage. And you saw the Rachel in the video several times. She's a very pretty girl. And Angelina, whom Jerry sponsors, and her mother died, father could not take her, and she was left with just bone and skin. And then she came to the orphanage, I prayed over her. I don't know whether she would live. And I said, God, we want to give life, and I want her to live. And she is a very chubby girl now. You know, God changed everything. And we save life. If you could give $40 a month, and we can provide them home, education, clothing, and, you know, all the care they need. And if you can give $5,000 one time, I can have a crusade to reach 5,000 people. You can give $1,500, I can build a house for a street dweller. You know, find a little place and build a house for them. Little, when I say little house will be half of the size of the platform. At least they have a place to live, they have a roof. Then if you can give me $10,000, I can build a little three-fourth of this size with the asbestos roof, where I can have a church in the villages. In India, we have 675,000 villages where we have 80% of our population live. You know, we have 1.2 billion people. 1/6 of the world population is living in India. If you want to see a lot of people, come over there. You know, and if you can give me $50,000, I can build an orphanage to accommodate 100 children. We have only three places we have building, or other four places we are renting. And government gives lots of problems. You know, we have to have so many bathrooms and toilets to accommodate so many children. And when they are in the street, they don't care. When they are in the house, in the home, they come over there, they put a lot of regulations, this and that. So I urgently need some buildings for the orphanages. And the vision God gave me is to take care of 30,000 children, building orphanage all over India. We have 19 major languages, 1,567 dialects. You know, if you go from one area to another, they don't understand the language. And we have, according to the government statistics, we have only 3% Christians in India. But in the southern state, where Kerala and Tamil Nadu, where disciple Thomas visited, we have an increase. We have about 15 to 20% of Christians in these two states. And we are sending missionaries from our state to reach the other states, you know, from the south to the north. And to sponsor a missionary to work in North India, we need $100 a month. Can you live with $100 a month? If you can give $100 a month, we can sponsor a missionary to work in North India. They'll have a little house, they'll have a little congregation to preach. You know, and it's really tough to work in India, but God is moving, you know. And the city where I grew up, 35 years ago, hardly there was 50 churches. The largest number of the congregation was 300, one or two churches with 300. But now in the same city, we have 6,000 churches. And the largest congregation is 40,000 people. You know, God is doing awesome things. And we believe that India will be changed as a Christian nation before 2020. That's why I'm working. I'm spending all my life for that. And I am the assistant superintendent of Assemblies of God for the state of Tamil Nadu. We have over 2,000 churches that I oversee. And also, we have united the churches, Church of God, Assembly of God, IPA, MPA, you know, we have A to Z, many, all denominations. But God spoke to me about 5 years ago to unite these churches together in one umbrella. It was very difficult, but God worked in it, and we have formed a synod of Pentecostal churches. And we have 38,000 churches united in that, for which I am the vice president. So, India, I'm not sleeping. I have very few hours to sleep. Most of the time I'm traveling, preaching for the pastors, equipping the saints. And I don't stay very much in my church. And my church is growing because all our church believers are working. Everybody stay as a witness. You know, we teach them that they have the power of God to go as and stand as witness. And they go and pray for the people, and cancer get healed, and people deliver from the evil spirit. They come to church. Amen. You know, I won't know how they came to church, but they did. They come to church because our church members are active, and they demonstrate the power of God, which is in them. Amen. Amen. So that's how the church have to grow. The church is not built on the pastor; it's built on the congregation. The pastor's ministry is to take care of the congregation, preach them, give them the word, give them to the work that God has called them. Amen? Yes. So I'm so glad that Pastor Keen called me this morning and he greeted me and said, you are going to have a good congregation this morning. Good people are there. Oh, praise the Lord. And I understood that that's true. Amen? Amen. So, I will know when you give the offering. I'm just kidding. Okay, today I'm going to talk about the name of God. How many of you know there is only one God existing all over the world? He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. I'm glad to know Him. I'm glad that I'm His minister. I'm glad that I'm His child. Amen. There are people around the world, they don't know who is God. Now, some people worship the spirits as God. Some people worship the sun as God. Some people worship every creation. Some people worship the jungle as God. Have you seen people worshiping jungle as God? I saw one lady walking in the bushes. It was a very dangerous place to walk. And a lot of elephants, tigers, and we were going in a jeep. And it was a white lady from some of the European countries. I stopped my car. I said, are you crazy? Why do you walk here? It's dangerous. She said, oh, I'm just walking. I said, get into the jeep. I called her into the jeep and we were driving her. And I asked her, what made you to come here? She said, I believe this wood, you know, this jungle is God. I want to see the beauty of God. You know, there's a lot of crazy people around the world. The devil has blinded their minds. You know, they could see the creation, but they are not able to see the Creator. And we were once like them. You know, we were bound, we were blind, we were captured by the evil spirit, and we walked and lived on our own ways. But good God came to us and delivered us. Amen. And revealed Himself to us. And we know how wonderful He is, how lovely He is. He's so loving God. Amen. So His grace is sufficient for us. Through His grace, we are saved. It's not anything of our merit, anything of our education. It's not of anything that we have done for God. It's purely by His grace and His love, we are saved. Amen. And we know that name. You know, in the Bible, the name of God is very familiar in several places. I'm going to begin with Proverbs chapter 18, verses 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. You know, there is a safe place for all of us. You know, the wind may blow and take the roof off. When we go in the car, there may be any danger. You know, there may be war around, there may be plague around, but we have a name where we can find our refuge. Yeah. You know, we could stay safe in the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Genesis chapter 4 verses 26, from the beginning, the people started worshipping the name of the Lord. You know, it is the first generation is Adam and Eve, and their children gave birth, and then the Bible says they started worshiping the Lord. You can read it. And they said that to him also there was a born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So in the beginning they had only one God. They believed in the name of God, and God came to them, talked with them, you know, guided them, and later on, because of the sin of people, you know, God could not be visible to them. You know, that's what's happening in the world. People are not able to see God because He becomes invisible to them because of their sin. Now, sin blinds the eyes of people. And in Genesis chapter 17 verses 1, God appears to Abraham, and his parents were idol worshippers. And God appears to them and say, here I am, Abraham. I am the Lord Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham was 90 years old, 90 and 9. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. You know, who is our God? Our God is Almighty. He can do all things. Is anything too hard for him?
No.
Is anything too hard to give you money to come to India?
No.
No. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we have 1/6 of the world's population living in India. So every 1/6 of the church should come to India to minister. If 6 people here, 1 should come to India. Hallelujah. If 60 people here, 10 people should come to India. Amen. We have to read. We have to reach the nations for God. Exodus chapter 3 verses 13 to 15. Here we see a personal encounter that Moses had with God. You know, he grew up in the palace of Pharaoh, and he was so powerful. He was into every kind of blessings what he had. Well, when he recognized who he was, he had to flee away from Egypt, and he had to hide himself. And one day he had a personal encounter with God. God appeared to him and said, Moses, this is me. I gave promises to your forefathers. Now I am here, and my people are in the slavery. I want to set them free. I want you to go and deliver them from the hands of the Egyptian king. Amen. And he said, God, who are you? Praise the Lord. He said, I am that I am.
Amen.
He didn't want to tell his name. He said, I am that I am. Go and tell the people, I am that I am. There's nobody else. Nobody else can be compared to our God.
Amen.
He's the only Almighty God, and he wants to say that he is he. Amen. And in Judges we read about Manoah, a man, his wife was a barren, and she didn't have any child. And one day, angel of the Lord appeared to her and spoke with her and said, you are going to be conceived, and you are going to give a child born, and you keep him as a man of Nazareth. No blade should go on his hair, and he should not drink any wine and things like that. And she pleaded, oh, my husband is not there. Please, I want to see, she went and shared with Manoah, and Manoah pleaded to God, God, the angel who came there, I want him to come back and tell me how I should keep the child. And God healed him and sent the angel again. The angel of the Lord visited and spoke to Manoah. And he said, I want to give you a feast. And after them, they went and cooked something. And then when they came here, the Lord was not there. And they both cried and said, we have seen God. Hello? And he asked, what is your name? God said, my name is Wonder. Hello? My name is Wonder. I am the Lord I am. I am the Almighty God, and my name is Wonder. Hello? You want some wonders to take place in your life? Just trust him. He's a wonderful God. I've seen many wonders in my life. You know, I'm alive today because of God's grace. I should have been killed maybe 20, 30 times. You know, I'm still alive purely by his grace. And one time I happened to run for my life because of some of the Hindu mobs attacked me. They hit me with a wooden log on my head. And the first time I went black. The second time my head cracked and the blood was spazing out. And I thought they will kill me if I stay there. And I thought that if I run on the footpath, they will catch me. And by the side of my eye, I saw a deep valley. I just jumped in there, you know. And I thought, I may die. Let me die, not in the hands of these people. When I jumped there, I didn't know how I went down. It was 70 feet deep.
Oh, wow.
Not a small valley. And that's where the tigers live in the daytime. You know, and When I got down there, I was bleeding, the face, the blood was coming all over me. I was thinking, oh, this is how Jesus would have been bleeding when they had kept the crown of thorn. You know, when I just remember that, I felt the power of God came upon my body. You know, empowered me. I was feeling that I could go and kill everybody. No, I was just looking around. I became like Samson in the Bible. I just looked around. I want to go up. And I found a root of a big tree coming down. With the help of that, I climbed up. When I looked at the people, they were running. You know, nobody chased them, but they were running. And it happened in the morning about 8 o'clock. Then I happened to go to the hospital because at 4 o'clock. And I was bleeding all the way. And but still I'm alive because of purely by the grace of God. You know, and I'm just sharing a little bit of everything. God is wonderful. His name is wonderful. If we want to have some wonders, just trust in His name. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6. He speaks about His name. Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6. For us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful. Amen. And Counselor. Hallelujah. You have a counselor. You don't need a counselor to go and counsel anybody. Marriage counselor, job counselor, this counselor, that counselor. We have the Almighty God who is known as our counselor. Yeah. People fail to go to them when they have problem. When you have problem, marital problem, they don't go to God. They go to a lawyer. You know, they go to a counselor. You know, our God is the super counselor. When you are in debts, you have some problem. You know, you go to God. Hallelujah. You know, He will give you the counsel how to solve the problems. His name is Counselor. And it says, the mighty God. Is there anything that God cannot do? He can do all things. So I can do all things too. Because through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle Paul, somebody told me, was like her. Apostle Paul was like her in the size. He was very learned person, educated person, but in his personality, he was very small. You know, not tall, not hefty, not very muscled person. He said, through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not our personality. It is not our ability. It's God who strengthens us to do this. Amen. Hallelujah. God is able to be a mighty God for us in all situations. And He is the everlasting Father. I lost my father when I was 11 years old. The only person loved me on the face of the earth was my father. Nobody else. I was searching love everywhere. I could not find love. I thought maybe God, if there is a God existing, He might love me. I went to the church, Anglican Presbyterian. You know, I thought the people singing in the choir with the cassocks there are very pious. I thought, God, next to God, the priest, the next to priest, the choir. There were even some young boys there. I thought maybe I will join the choir. I asked my brother, I want to join the choir. I used to be a naughty boy, so my brother said, okay, I will try to put you in the choir. And he went and talked with the organist and they took me in the choir. When I joined in the choir, I was so pious. I want to see God. You know, my heart was longing. Something, you know, some love from God. When I went to the choir, I found all the people in the choir were crooked people. Drug addicts, alcoholics, all kind of people. I was so shocked. I left the church, I went to the temple. I wanted to find God, whether God is existing there. I went to every temple. I went and walked over 120 miles as a pilgrim walker with barefoot, you know, to find God. I could not find God anywhere. I had an Islamic friend who loved me, not the much I was expecting, but he almost convinced me to become an Islam. But two things I saw in his life made me to come out of his religion. Otherwise, I would have been a Muslim now. You know, then I said, I went to the Christian church, I could not find God. I went to the temple, I could not find God. I went to be an Islam and I found no God there. I said, is there any God existing? I went to the seashore, meditated, you know, waited upon hours together, almost 3-4 days a week, every evening I spent on the seashore, calling upon every name I knew. But no God came. So I thought, I am my God. There is no God is existing in this world. Whatever I want, I can do. Whatever I think, I will attain. You know, I became a little kind of arrogant. I started beating my mother, beating my brothers, fighting in the school, and I broke many hundreds of heads, throwing stones and bottles. You know, I was a person making calamity everywhere I went. So they wanted to throw me away from school, but they were afraid I would kill them. You know, and I didn't know why I was doing it. Because I didn't have love, I had hatred. You know, hatredness in my heart. Then I started hating myself. I thought, why should I live? I took my poison, which will kill people in 30 minutes time. And first time they found me, my brother found me taking that poison, they took me to the hospital, they saved me. The second time, I didn't know why I didn't die. And the third time, I didn't know why I didn't die. I didn't take any medicine. Nobody took me to the hospital. But the poison didn't work in my body. That's because God wants me to come and preach to you today. He's awesome God. Amen. Then I was invited to one Pentecostal meeting. You know, I didn't know the Pentecostal. We were thinking Pentecostal people were cults. And all the Anglican people will think the Pentecostal people are cults. You know? Yeah, I said, what this Pentecostal people? And I was about to kill my cousin because I had so anger on him. He lives in Florida. And his family was going into the Pentecostal churches. And after 6 months, I tried to kill him. They were praying for me. And one day they gave a leaflet. One of the girls from the family brought a leaflet and said, we have our convention. And our family want you to come there. I didn't talk with them. I was so angry with their family. But they gave me a leaflet to go to the meeting. I had a lot of friends. I called all my friends and said, hey, look at these girls want us to come to the meeting. Come on, let's go. Have fun. You know, all good-looking girls. I was 17, beginning of 17 of my age. I went there. I had to play a soccer match. And I was waiting in the front of the entrance of the ground. But none of my friends came in. I was waiting, and I didn't know why they didn't come. And I went inside the ground. It was, for my surprise, it was over 10,000 people. Most of them were wearing white clothes. Looked like somewhere I was in a different place. You know, then I went to the family. I just waved my hand. I didn't want to identify there among those people. I walked towards the end of the ground. It was still a little bit dark there. People can't see me. And I sat under a tree there. But still I could hear the sound. Lady was the preacher. Is any ladies here to preach? Come on. I want to see your hands up. You can also win souls.
Yes. Amen.
Hello?
Yes.
So don't shut down. Go and preach. This lady was a wonderful singer. While she was singing, I was just, enjoying the melody of her voice. Then she suddenly stopped and said, "Young man, out of the tree!" So, who this lady is calling about? And I looked around, there was no other tree. There was only one tree I was. Then she said, "Young man, under the tree!" And she started narrating the whole story of myself. I said, "How come this lady know about me?" You know, I said, "It's a surprise for me." And the meeting was over. I went and talked with her. I said, "You called young man under the tree?" She said, "Yes. Are you the man?" I said, "Yes. How did you know about me?" She said, "The Holy Spirit told me." I said, "Holy Spirit? Can Holy Spirit speak like that? I didn't know that. No, there was Holy Spirit was existing." She said, "If you receive Jesus in your heart, the Holy Spirit will come into you." I said, "The Holy Spirit is in me." And she said, "The Holy Spirit, if you receive Jesus, He will come into you." I said, "I'm already a Christian." She said, "You are not a Christian." She took a passage from the Bible, 1 John, 1st chapter 7 to 10. She read it for me and said, "If you say you have no sin, you are a liar. And you are also making God a liar. If you confess your sin, God will forgive you." That's all. She didn't pray. She left. I went home. I really didn't know how to pray. You know, all the time when I prayed, my mother prayed, we were sleeping. So I didn't have vocabulary to pray, but I knelt before my bed. I said, "God, I can understand that you have power. And I want you to forgive my sins. I don't remember all sins, God, but whatever I remember, I will tell you." Hello? Have you ever had that experience, asking God to forgive you? I know. I had a supernatural thing happen that day. A light, bright light came into my room, just like a screen like that. God showed everything what I did from the age of 7 or 8. You know? I saw everything. I was crying. The tears was coming down. And I had a pillow. The pillow was almost drenched with my tears. And I felt a big, heavy, heaviness left my body. And I felt the joy in my heart. You know, the same joy is in my heart now. It's bubbling more. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. I'm singing. I'm dancing. Since Jesus made me whole, no folks can understand me. How can I keep it quiet? It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. Amen. If you are a person who received the salvation, the joy of the salvation should bubble in your heart. Amen. Amen. You cannot keep quiet and sleep at home when we have a service here. Amen. When there is a call for missions, you want to watch television because the joy of the salvation is bubbling in your heart. You want to go and tell somebody that what happened to you. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what happened? And I cried. I couldn't sleep then. I couldn't go to bed. I waited, "Lord, I want to meet that lady." The early morning, I took my bicycle, went to her house, knocked at the door. I said, "Something happened to me." She said, "That is salvation." Amen. And to make long story short, she had called me into the church. I went there. It was a Pentecostal church. There was no chairs. There was 2 benches in the last row. And it was about 200 people come together to worship. And they were very noisy, speaking in tongues, clapping and jumping. And, you know, I could not bear it. I was just looking at them. And I enjoyed her preaching. I enjoyed the singing. But I could not take up the noise. Oprabakoshe kula bahani entura manahe. You understand what it is? That's tongues. I didn't understand those days. You know, I was wondering what's happening to these crazy people. They're shouting something. Speaking something I don't understand. You know, after some time, 2 weeks, three weeks later, I saw her coming up the stairs. She said, "You have to be baptized." I said, "Baptism? I don't know. I have already got baptized when I was 8 years old. She said, "No, that's not the baptism. Baptism is only after salvation. I said, okay, I'll think about it. And I started reading the Bible, and in 2 weeks' time, God showed me every scripture that I should take baptism. And 2 weeks later, I went to her, I said, I want to take baptism. So next week we have baptism service. You know, I took baptism, and the next Friday, she said, we have a tarry meeting. I went to the tarry meeting, I was baptized with the Holy Ghost. You know, and ever since, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I am not an ordinary person, I am a person filled of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit lives in me, and my body becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit. And through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things. And He became my Father. And He given me the Spirit to call Him Abba Father. When you get up in the morning, thank you, Daddy. I want to thank you for your love. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not an orphan. I have a Father. Hello?
Yes.
The natural father in the world may abandon us and leave and go. You know? But we have a heavenly Father who is with us. Even when we are old, you have a heavenly Father. Am I right? I call Him Father, you call Him Father, and your granddaughter and great-granddaughter calls Him Father. What is the mystery? He is Father for all of us.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He is my heavenly Father. He is everlasting Father. Hallelujah. And the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Amen. How many of you have the peace of God in your heart?
Yeah.
The peace of God which passes all understanding.
Yeah.
When we don't have money, we still have peace.
Yeah.
When we go to the hospital, still we have peace.
Yeah.
When people abuse us, still we have peace. Hello?
Yes.
Whatever happened in the world, the peace what God has given us cannot be removed from our heart.
Amen.
Those people who have that peace are the people who are Christians. That says the Prince of Peace is in our life. Okay, let me go further. And Matthew chapter 1 verses 21, for us a son was given. You know, his name is called Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the Almighty God, the God that I am, the God who known as the Wonder, the Prince of Peace, the Counselor, the Everlasting Father, now He comes in the name called Jesus.
Amen.
He becomes very popular all over the world for people to receive their salvation. Amen. The meaning of Jesus is He will redeem the people from their sin. Amen. Because He is called Jesus, because He is the deliverer of people from the sin. He is a Savior. And Romans chapter 10 verses 13 says, everyone who worships the Lord will be, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Our salvation is not, we have not received the salvation because we have done something.
Right.
You know, our salvation is free.
Yes.
God gave us the salvation because we trusted His name and we called upon Him.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And Luke chapter 24 verses 47 says, repentance and remission of sin should be preached in the name among all nations, beginning from Jerusalem.
Yes.
Amen. The disciples went to all over the world to preach the gospel. One disciple came to India. His name was Thomas. He died in India, the city where I grew up. You know, that's because he came and shed his blood there. And the city of Chennai, we have 6,000 churches and 40,000 people in one church. You know, and the God is doing so much of things in that city just because there was somebody died for him.
Yep.
One of the disciples. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Christianity is built on many, many martyrs.
Yes.
I was reading in the internet, and a minimum of 165,000 people die every day for the name of the Lord.
Wow.
You believe it? Oh, you are very safe. You don't have problems. You know, nobody is going to attack you or affect you because of your faith. But in India, people are killed. In China, people are killed. They are thrown into the prison. You know, in Africa, people are killed. Indonesia, they chop their heads out. The Islamic people, the terrorists, take the Christians' heads out. You know, but still, we have life in Christ, so we don't worry to give this life away. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. All the people in America, most people in America, enjoy the security. You know, but when people are dying there in other world for the name of the Christ, you know, they said the remission of sin and salvation will be preached from Jerusalem to the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Acts chapter 4 verses 12 says, there is only one name. Neither there is there salvation in any other, for there is other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. You know what is that name?
Jesus!
If you go to some countries, even in India in some areas, if you go and ask, do you know about Jesus? They'll say, who is he? Is he one of the politicians? We don't know him. Do you know where he lives? You know? People in the world, a lot of people have not heard anything about Jesus. So what do we have to do? Go or send. If you are not able to go to Cambodia, send somebody to go to Cambodia. And if you are not able to go to Malaysia, send somebody to go to Malaysia. You know, there is 1.2 billion people live in India. If you can give $100 a month, there will be somebody preaching on your behalf. Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know, the largest giver to our ministry died last year. He's from Aberdeen. The highest donation a person gave me in my life in the ministry is from Aberdeen. He died last year. And when I think of them, they live in a small house and they buy their clothes in the Salvation Army. They run a business, but they give the most of their money for the mission. And God took him to be with him in heaven. You know, I always remember how much what he has given to God is going to honor him in heaven. His reward in heaven is going to be great. It's not how wealthy we lived in the face of the earth.
Right.
It's how much we gathered our treasures in heaven. Amen. How can we gather treasures in heaven? By giving to God's work. And giving to God's people who are suffering, who need food.
Yeah.
And I feed about 600 people every day, one meal. Apart from the orphanage, apart from my staff, people who live in the street. One day, somebody, after a big wedding, there were a lot of leftover food, they brought it to the orphanage. And I fed all the children. It was about 11 o'clock in the night. And there's a lot of leftover food, very costly food. Believe it, it'll stale in the next morning. I don't want to put it in the garbage bin. I said, I should use this food. I woke up some of the grown-up children from the orphanage. I said, let's all board the food in the truck, take it to the street. We took the food, and in our city, you can see literally hundreds of people sleep in the platform of the streets. You know, I woke them up. Said, you like to have some food? And they just got up. They ate like they didn't eat for weeks. That broke my heart. I said, God, people are going to bed without food. If you want to take one trial today, don't eat this afternoon, don't eat tonight, and go to bed. See how you could sleep. It's very difficult to sleep without food in our stomach. You know, we need breakfast, lunch, supper, dinner and supper. You know, there are people who don't have food. You know, and I said, God, I want to feed these people. And after 1 year, I've been praying. God said, one day you start feeding these people whom you want to feed. I said, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I started with 200 people, except Sunday, all 6 days. We started feeding 200 people and increased to 500. It increased to 600. And now we have to increase more because a lot of people come in the queue to get their food. Sometimes they say, oh, it's over. We don't have more. I don't want to turn them back without food. And a lot of thousands, millions around the world are suffering without food. So don't waste your food. Whatever you want, you take it. And don't put the food in the garbage bins. You know, food is needed around the world for many people. Do you all hear me?
Yes.
Don't waste your food. Yes. Whenever you pray, remember there are some hungry people go to bed without food. Okay? Okay, where am I? I don't know. Where am I there? Oh, okay. There's only one name, a name which saves the people. Okay, Matthew chapter 28 verses 19. Salvation comes through the name of Jesus. Then Jesus said, go ye therefore, teach all nations. Say all nations.
All nations.
Have you been anywhere?
Anywhere.
Not yet. Come on, raise up and pray and plan to go somewhere.
Yes.
Brother Bruce, you make a good guitarist and a good singer. Why do you stay here all the time? Come out for 10 days. When you can believe to support a child for $40, you can believe for $5,000 to travel around sometimes, at least once a year. There will be people here to give you money. And take your pastor also along with you. Amen. Pastor, well loved by all our people. You know, everybody said, oh, Pastor Keith is an awesome man. Hallelujah. I had three people from the U.S. to come to our missions convention. The most loud person was your pastor. I can't tell that to the other pastor. But this is true. I'm telling you the truth. And he said, go and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now Jesus wants to make all the people to understand he is never alone. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, God of Trinity, a triune God, is our God. He was in the time of creation, and he came to give salvation. Now the Holy Spirit is going to live with us forever until the return of Christ. So he wants us to recognize the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he said, go ye and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then here comes Mark chapter 16 verses 17. Mark chapter 16 verses 17 says, all these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you all believe?
Yes.
What signs? In my name they shall cast out devils. Do you believe in devil? Oh, there is devil. Sometimes we have to cast out the devil from our neighborhood. You know, Bible says, ye shall cast out the devil in my name. Then they will speak with new tongues. God has given me a language to speak. Says, in his name, we will speak in new tongues. What I spoke was not learned language. It's given language by God. Amen. And they shall take up the serpent and they will drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and the sick will be recovered. Are you afraid of snakes? I have killed at least 50 snakes. I've seen one snake, which is a python, 30 feet length. It was coming down to swallow me. I ran for my life. You know, I've killed many cobras, king cobras, and killed many, many snakes. And it says, if you drink any deadly deadly things, you will not die. It's not, don't try to attempt suicide. Okay? That says sometimes the people give deadly things to kill us. That we are still alive. You know? And by the laying of our hands in the name of Jesus, we can see people healed.
Hallelujah.
Can you see your hands up, lifted up? Oh, right hand, left hand, all hands are given by God. Both hands have the power. Amen. In India, we eat only through the right hand. We don't touch anything with the, we don't shake hands with the left hand. You know, giving anything in the left hand is irrespectable. That's India. You know? But God says, you by laying your hands upon the sick, and the sick will be healed. Amen? So if we all, it's about 60 people, if we all go and lay your hands upon sick people, at least once a week, find one sick person and lay your hand and pray. If you believe, they will be healed. Even if 10 people get healed, they will come to church. You know, you have power in your hands, but you are tying your hands. You don't use it. You want to use your hand to walk. You want to use your hands to eat. But you don't want to use your hand to do things that God is expecting you to do. He says, lay your hand upon the sick and the sick will be healed.
Yes.
Amen? So speak to your hand, and you need to heal many people because God has commanded you. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. I've seen laying my hand, I've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open. I even recently saw lepers healed.
Hallelujah.
Hello? Jesus. It's awesome, God. Yes. Now, one day, one lady was wife of a doctor. And he worked in many countries, very famous doctor. And he was in the organizing committee of one of my crusades. And the second day he came to me and said, the lady in the wheelchair is my wife. I said, is that your wife? And I walked down from the platform and I wanted to pray for her. The Holy Spirit said, not today, you pray tomorrow. I said, I don't know why. I went down, shook hands with her. I said, I will pray for you tomorrow. And I came back to the platform. The next day I was on the platform, the Holy Spirit reminded me that I should go and pray for her. I went down and laid my hands. I was turning to somebody else. By the time she ran to the platform, was jumping up and down. We have an awesome God who works miracles.
Yeah.
Amen. The doctor gave me a piece of land in the city to start a church. And the one I was holding the crusade, I said, you start a church. The first Sunday, they had 400 people coming to church because of that one miracle.
Praise God.
You know, when you lay your hands, miracles will take place and people will come to the church. And as I was sitting here, I was thinking, this church is almost getting filled up. So you have to start one more service.
Yeah.
Maybe in 6 months' time, you may have to divide the choir into two, or maybe you can devote yourself to come and sing in the choir for both service, you know, and do something good.
Yeah.
The church should not be packed. It should, at least it should have one quarter of space for people to come in. You know?
Amen.
So then the church will grow. So what we have to do now is lay your hands. And Bible says in Matthew chapter 18:20, if you gather together, two or three gather together in my name, there I am in their midst. Make sure you buy something from there, it all goes to India. You know, you can skip your lunch appointment, but you can buy here. Okay, the Bible says, when you two or three gather together, I am in their midst. Where is Jesus here? He is moving around us. We can feel him. Oh, hallelujah. We can talk to him. The Holy Spirit comes into our heart and makes us to feel his presence.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we don't have any graven images here, because our God is spirit and we worship him in truth and spirit. Amen. Acts chapter 3 verses 6 and 16. We read about Peter, James and John going to the temple to pray. There was a man who was lame from the time of his birth, and he was begging for food, and they looked at him and then they said, we don't have anything silver or gold, but in the name of Jesus, Arise and walk.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He was made well. And Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 9 and 10. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 9 and 10. We read, by knowing his name, people will tremble at us. If you are a Christian, the Lord shall establish thee and a holy people unto himself, and he has sworn you unto thee, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. If you do it, go to the 10th scripture, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Hello? Why Christians are persecuted in other places? People are afraid. They don't want more Christians. They think these people are the shakers of the world. They think their religion will disappear. So they don't want to let Christians go and do something. You know, the Bible says, they will afraid of you. Amen?
Amen?
When anybody is against you, you don't need to fight. God will fight for you.
Yes.
I have many, many stories to tell, but I don't have time. Maybe next time.
All right.
When people abuse me, they die. You know, one young chap, he used a bad word against me. Is he a pastor or something else? You know? And next week he fell in a well where there was no water, broke his head and he died. And all the students studied with him came to the teacher, sir, this boy spoke about your pastor last week like this. Now he's dead. The man who hit me with a wooden log died in 6 months' time. Somebody killed him. God takes revenge for his children. We don't need to take revenge. So because you believe in his name, people will tremble at you. They will be afraid. And 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 4 and 5, 45 and 46. You know about the story of Goliath? You know, David went there, not with the mighty armor. He went there in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And he conquered him with some stones. Hello? He didn't have a rifle. You know, in American movies now, and boys get to the rifle inside and go and shoot in the schools. In the market. What they learn from the cinema, they do it outside. Those days, they had arrows, I know many things, but he was not used of it. Swords. He went there with what he was used with to take care of the sheep in the wilderness. God can use any tool you have for his glory.
Yes.
Amen. Any talents you have, he can use it for his glory. And I shook him with him. I think your hand. Somebody's hand was so strong. I said, what work you do? Hand is so strong. You know, you have some muscles to do something for God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people have some wisdom to do something for God. Julia, are you Julia? In the computer?
Julie.
Oh, she has some talents to help me to put the scripture on. You know, some people have some talent to play the drum. Some people have the talent to play the guitar. You know, we have to use the talents what God has given us.
Amen.
Don't die with your talent.
No.
Use your talent as much as possible.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. When I go to grave, I don't want to die with all what God has given me. I want to spend all and go there to inherit my reward in heaven. Amen.
Yes.
Finally, we read in John chapter 20 verses 31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Hello?
Hallelujah.
You have life through his name.
Oh,
Yeah, people prayed for you. You got life.
Yes.
Amen. God is awesome. And he wants to give us eternal life through his name. The only name can give eternal life is the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Shall we all stand on our feet and just clap our hands and give big shout to God and give the name of God. Let us lift up the name of God and say, Lord, we lift up your name. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. My Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, my Jesus Christ is Lord. My Jesus Christ is Lord. Back to you. Hallelujah.